Hello, 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 and welcome to Buzz Benji. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
We are going to be covering Outlander, Season 4, Episode 12, Providence, and Season 4, Episode 13, Man of Worth.
Yes, it is still Outlander, people. And with this episode, we're going to be halfway through. Think about it. We have our usual disclaimers, which include that there will be cursing, certainly. There will be spoilers for this show. We're halfway through. You should be too. And we are having something to drink. Once again, we have consulted the Outlander cocktail book. Thank you so much, Natalie, for contributing to this. And we are having something called the Wildest Redhead. Sorry, I wanted to taste it. It's not bad. I kind of like it. Do you like it?
Yeah, it's good.
All right. So this is a cocktail that once again starts with blended scotch. It's got 1.5 ounces blended scotch, 3/4 ounce freshly squeezed lemon juice, 1/2 ounce rich honey syrup. I just used honey and it doesn't blend all that well. 1/4 ounce allspice dram, which I love, and cherry brandy. I used cherry bitters, but either will work. I like it, and it's wild, and it's redheaded, and there are reasons we did wild redheaded stuff for these two episodes, because we got wild stuff to come. So, you ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right, let's get started. Season 4, Episode 12, Providence.
At least one of us is enthusiastic about this. Come on.
This episode's not... it's just...
There are parts of it that are holier than thou, which is why it's called Providence.
Yeah. So there are basically two coinciding storylines. One is Roger, one's Brianna. And so let's do Brianna first.
Yep.
So LJG, Lord John Grey.
Hey, by the way, if you look at our Facebook, the drinks we have are in our I Hate Everybody But You glasses. There are only a couple of people we don't hate in this episode, and Lord John Grey is one of them.
So he tells Brianna they have arrested Jimmy from Down Abbey, aka Stephen Bonnet, in Wilmington.
Jimmy's the hand. Next
Fergus
week.
Also tells the regulators about Murtaugh being arrested and them needing to get him back. They have this whole plan to break into the prison, whatever.
Well, the only good thing about that is Marsley's like, you go, Fergus. I'm behind you.
100%. I will help you 100%.
Which is great. They are actually very cute together in these last couple episodes.
And Lord John Grey tells Brianna, oh, by the way, he's going to hang in a week. It's going to be okay. He'll be done for. And she's like, I want to talk to him. He's like, why?
Yeah. This is a very good point.
She hands him the letter that Jamie wrote her, and it's all about forgiveness. And
it's like, you don't need to go see him to forgive him.
No, that's an internal thing, babe. You don't have to verbally tell him.
And by the way, I've far too much experience with this. There, no one ever comes away from these things satisfied, ever.
No, but at least she'll be doing what her dad said, and she's making amends with her father and all that stuff from afar. And she and Lord John Grey, Lord John Grey. He brings Brianna to Wilmington, and they talk about how they both miss Claire, which is kind of funny. I love that he misses Claire too.
Yeah,
and she says, "You are impossible not to like," and I'm like, "Incorrect." Anyway, so yeah, then
I like that I don't like him in some later seasons. In the initial seasons, I didn't.
I don't dislike him in the later seasons. I think he just. I don't think the writers know what to do with him in the later seasons.
That's not his fault.
Anyway, so these two things are happening at once. Brianna is talking to Jimmy from Down Abbey, being like, I'm carrying your child, and I think that's worth something. It's worth you knowing, I guess.
And Fergus and the boys are basically trying to spring Murtaugh out of the prison. And of course, Murtaugh and the boys run into Lord John Grey, whom they know.
Fergus knows, at least.
Well, and Murtaugh knows.
Yeah, but Murtaugh's in the prison, so that's not really helpful, is it? But
they're like, hi, Lord John Grey.
She talks to Jimmy from Down Abbey, and
it goes on for far too long.
Yes and no. I think that she's is about to leave, and then he's just like, wait.
He
And
leaves his door open.
well, no, the door was always open.
Yeah, the door,
He
well.
was chained to the wall.
Right,
He
but.
hands her a small gem, like the ones he gave Roger as payment, and
To
he's
take
just
care
like,
of the baby that
yeah.
he thinks is his, because she does not disabuse him of that concept, which.
She's just pregnant. And you know what? At this point, it's like, you know what? I think she was just like trying to be. I don't know if she was trying to be kind, but she was reminding him, it's like, you do have a legacy that is outside of your piracy and your awfulness, which is this child, and he will never know you. So
Right.
fuck you.
Right. Well, but I mean, this would have been so much more satisfying if it were a Sansa thing. Like, your name will be erased.
You will disappear.
Disappear.
All
All
memory
memory
of you
is
will
disappear.
disappear.
That would be so much better. But she's doing the opposite. And I think they're trying to make this like the same kind of thing, and it's not. So, yeah.
She also tells him like who she is and who she's related to. And
Like,
she's
why would you do
here's all
that?
the information about me because you're gonna die soon, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But we think he's going to die soon. However, there's a possibility that he doesn't because the while they were doing the prison break and they were about to blow up the prison, they leave behind within arm's reach some keys,
Yeah.
which is dumb.
Which is dumb. And we see him, being able to reach them at the end of this episode. They don't, beyond that, we don't really know exactly what happens. But
Yeah.
they do blow up the jail, which is funny.
That was funny.
And what's really funny is Lord John Grey being like, I didn't see anything.
Whenever the red
I'm
hoods
no
come by and
snitch.
he's like, they're like, are you okay? And he's like, oh, I'm fine. Brianna, are you okay? Oh, yes, you're fine.
I didn't see anything. That, no snitching for Lord John Grey for this. So you gotta give him
I give him all the points.
some
Anyway,
points
so let's go over to Roger. Roger is struggling because he's going through the gauntlet and he survives it, but he doesn't pass it. So he's not going to be adopted into the tribe.
Right, so he's thrown into the hut.
No, not yet. He's
Ah.
like a wood boy for a while. He makes friends with this friend, this
Oh, that's
one
right. Female help.
Mohawk who speaks
She's a
French,
and she's a healer.
and she has a baby, a cute little baby,
Yeah.
and she. And he gets in trouble for not for like pointing and interrupting somebody and all that
Yeah,
stuff.
he doesn't know their etiquette, and so they throw him in the hut. He does get
The
there.
idiot hut, which it
Well,
later is named.
he genuinely, genuinely, yeah, eventually calls it the idiot hut, but it is
I'll
not.
just call it the idiot hut.
It's the idiot hut.
So it's the idiot hut because you can undo the door.
Well, no, they put a thing on the outside. They put a post across it
Oh,
now,
I didn't
right?
see that.
That when they eventually get him out, when
Wasn't paying attention to that.
yeah, that's a long time from now.
It
But
doesn't
yeah, stuff to
matter.
cover. Well, there's someone else in there, and he's a French priest. And it turns out that he screwed the girl who speaks French.
Made
And
love, not screwed.
oh no, that's true. He's in love with her.
They're both in love with each other.
They are, and she had the baby, and all the natives want is for the priest to baptize the baby.
Because he's been spreading the word of God at the
And they've been converted,
yeah,
and which is great.
he has converted them. Well, yes and no, considering he refuses to do the baptism because it's a reminder of his sin.
Right. Now here's the thing, and I've recently like gotten up to speed on where the Catholic Church stands on this. Like, even if the priest is out of step with God, like in a
He's still an
state of
innocent
sin,
child. He
no,
deserves that.
but it doesn't negate the priest's acts. Like, he can still perform communion and all of those things. And so if he were to baptize the baby, it's not negated by the fact that the priest
However,
is in
his
sin.
moral compass is like, no, I can't do it. It's like, why not? And Roger is just like, but you could live.
They don't know the difference, so you can just say some words and they'll never know.
Say
It's
some
not a real
words
bad
in
difference.
Latin. Who cares? And
Yeah.
he's like, I care. It's like, Jesus Christ,
Oh,
literally.
literally. Oh, it's
Dude.
bad. They take him out, they beat him naked, cut his ear off, the priest. Throw him back in. They're like, you have until morning.
They really give him a lot of time to think about
But
this.
yeah, but in the meantime, Roger's been trying to dig out of the hut and it's not moving very quickly. And the priest tries to help him dig out of the hut, but they're unable to dig out of the hut
In time.
in time. And so.
Well, but by the time that the priest would be saved. But the priest is like, all right, you
Good
cover
luck,
that
sir.
up. You escape. I'm gonna refuse. And so he's going to be burned at the stake while Roger.
Slowly. They deliberately are doing it in a very slow, painful way.
Yeah. And so Roger is running off, and then he's just like, don't do it, Roger. Don't do it, Roger. Don't turn back.
Because he
Don't
hears
turn
the
back.
screaming and his conscience is like, I can't let this go on. I can't.
And so he heads back, and he notices how slow it's going and how the girl and her son are watching, and she's just
It's
numb.
so sad. It's
It's
so
really,
sad.
really sad, and everyone's just watching it, and he does a Jon Snow and literally like what he did with Mance Rayder.
Well, no, he doesn't shoot an arrow into him.
No, but like he does a similar sentiment of ending things quickly by throwing some alcohol on
Right. And
him.
so it goes up in a major fire, and the woman who's the mother of his child puts down the baby and walks into it.
That was crazy.
That is crazy. And the guy who had been like kind of in love with her is
Yeah.
just devastated. He's like, wow, that's not what I intended.
But
It's
he's
like,
gonna take care of the baby, you can tell.
yeah, you can tell. And they throw Roger back in the idiot hut.
He as they're walking, he's like, all right, lads, let's go back to the idiot hut.
Yeah, we don't really see anybody else, do we?
That's it.
That's not much, is it?
It really isn't. And it was an hour long.
Yeah, that was a lot for a little. What were your best parts?
Lord Jon Grey. I love Lord Jon Grey. He's the best, and we
Yeah.
love to see it. I kind of like also at one point when they get Murtaugh out and they're all standing there talking,
Yeah.
and Murtaugh's like, I'm taking Brienne. And then Lord Jon Grey's like, no, I'll take her. And he at this point, Murtaugh does not know about the engagement. So he's just like, why the fuck would you take her? And it's just like, because I'm not a wanted criminal.
Exactly.
It's like obviously, bro. What are you talking about? Brianna, I like Brianna's strength in this. It takes a lot of courage to do that. And do I think it's weird? Yes. Do I think she takes Jamie's words way too literally? Yes. But in general, I think that her getting a little bit of catharsis by being like, fuck you, I hope you rot in hell. It's also kind of nice. She gives him forgiveness, but then he is weird and is like, all right, fine, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, you aren't really
So he
repenting,
gets
are
the best. She
you?
gets the best of both worlds. Roger, poor Roger. He has such a good moral compass, and I can't blame him for that, but at the same time, man, run.
Yeah, no.
French Mohawk girl, she was really nice to Roger. She helped him. She was a healer, and so she gave him some herbs to help with the pain. But oh, with Roger also, he tells the story of her, him and Brianna to the
Yeah.
priest, and he's just like, and that's why I didn't leave. And it's always already
Because it
something we
was,
had, it's already something that we inferred, but he was like, yeah, no, I hesitated because I didn't want to leave her alone and behind. And I love her. And even after all this bullshit that we've been together, and I do regret, he d clearly does regret the argument, like Brianna does, probably less than Brianna, honestly. But
At this point, she's feeling a
yeah,
little
Brianna
justified.
really regrets the argument.
And she should.
He's about to regret it even more. But it just, yeah, it's yeah, crazy. Fergus and Marcelly, they're cute. I like them. I put the priest. I don't think he's the best part.
So I did include the priest because I respect someone who is true to their morals, whatever they are, even if they're wrong. So yeah, unless of course you're Joffrey Baratheon, but you know that's different.
Right.
So yeah, Roger was the best part. The priest and the girl, I think their love story is this incredibly tragic, Romeo and Juliet kind of thing.
Yeah.
Murtaugh, I love this because I always love Murtaugh. Lord Jon Grey, yeah. Great. I didn't put Fergus and Marsley, but I do think they're great in this. What were your worst parts?
Jimmy,
Yeah.
fuck you.
Yeah.
Hope you rot in hell.
Yep.
The deaths. It's really sad.
Yeah. The torture of the priest and the death
Yeah,
of
the
both of
Mohawk
them.
are simultaneously very kind, but then they're also insane. I'm just
So the
like,
Mohawk are, and they have such an interesting background that only gets touched on in this show. But and of course I'm not saying that I'm an expert. I'm not. But they had a reputation for being very violent. And I think Christianizing them doesn't eliminate that,
well, no, but
Yeah.
I just in this episode alone, it's like you meet all these nicer people, even like the guy who was in love with the girl. Like
He has a
he was
moral compass.
yeah, he was hot-headed, but he wasn't like insane. But like the things they come up with for torture are kind of insane, is what I meant. Not them as people, but like what they come up with to like torture their captives is crazy.
Cutting
Like
people's ears off.
we're gonna strip you naked and cut your ear off,
Beat the shit out of
and then
you.
we're gonna slowly roast you on a spit or whatever. It's like,
It's bad.
no.
It's bad. It's just bad.
That's crazy.
So the torture of the priest, definitely, and the death of the priest and the girl, awful. Jimmy, in all caps, because Jimmy, damn it. What grade did you give this episode?
See,
I gave it a
I
D too. It's, I mean, there are a couple good things, but it's like,
originally gave it like a B minus, but I was like, no. It once we said it again, it always changes whenever we talk about it because I just like nothing.
Right. I mean, it's there's
The
not a
end
lot of
game is the
movement.
exact same, other than we think that that Jimmy might be dead.
Right.
Or
So
maybe he's not. It's ambiguous.
right. I mean, the only thing is that move the plot forward
I've only
are
scored
Murtaugh
one.
getting busted out of jail
Which he was in for an episode, half an episode.
and
I've
Jimmy possibly dying. And that's it.
also already spoiled on the podcast that he's a multi-season character,
Yeah.
so.
So you kind of know.
And also, once you leave it ambiguous, you obviously know that
That
he's.
maybe he'll come back. It's kind of like
He'll come back and avenge
Darth
his
Vader spinning off
doomsday or
into the
whatever the
galaxy. It's like,
fuck. Oh, yeah, him like in his tailspin. Yeah.
All right. So, season 4, episode 13, Man of Worth.
Yeah. Just.
There's a weird ass intro to this that doesn't make a whole lot of sense, which has a person who's a Native American in modern times with his
Oh, yeah.
children,
It's not his children. It's
some children
no, there's
playing.
some white children running around playing cowboys and Indians, and he is looking on disdainfully. That's what that was. Those were not his children. Either way, for season 4, episode 13, Man of Worth, it's 1770. So we're in the 1770s. Oh no, Jamie and Claire, watch out. Even though you're like months away from the cabin and it's definitely not January, so I think you're going to be fine this year. Roger's still trapped in the idiot hut, and just really quickly with the Brianna stuff before there's reuniting and all that stuff with Jamie and Claire, she essentially just like gives birth. LJG, whoa, John Gray, he is back up in Virginia.
You didn't talk about Murtaugh hooking up with
Oh,
Jocasta.
yes.
Murtaugh and Jocasta hook up. And is they have what I would term angry sex.
Yeah, because
And
she
then they're
spills
happy.
his like a real housewife. She like spills his her drink on him, and
Realized.
then she has blind sex with him, which, you know what? It would heighten the other senses. You never know how that would make you feel.
It's true. And she doesn't have to see his long hair, so there you go.
Oh God, his long hair is crazy.
It is wild.
Either way,
All right.
good for them. But Brianna is giving birth. Phaedra's going to be is the midwife. They're all helping her out. She's forgiven Jamie. Oh, Brianna also before that, sorry. I keep skipping to that because I don't really care. She talks to Murtaugh about not going through with the marriage with Lord
Whoa,
John
John Gray.
Grey. And about the talk with Jimmy from Downton Abbey about forgiving him or whatever, and she's forgiven Jamie. So all that's cleared up. Great. She
Yay.
gives birth.
She gives birth.
So let's go back to Roger and Claire and Jamie and Youngian. So they reach New York and they're like, we're gonna figure this out. And they immediately get caught. So they
Well,
are.
but they aren't like taken prisoner immediately.
No, but
So they are
they're like
escorted.
they're escorted to the chief.
And the chief, they're wanting to trade goods that they brought with them in exchange for Roger. And they're kind of like, oh, you want this guy real bad, don't you? And they think things are going well, right? Like, hey, they're going to trade with us. This is awesome. And then the chief sees the necklace, the stone that Claire had picked up in the woods. And
I
it
don't think we
clearly.
mentioned this really because it wasn't important. When she
With the
found that
skull.
skull
Yeah,
with the
we talked about
filling,
it. We talked
we briefly mentioned it. And
about
again, they have never, ever gone back on that. That was in episode what, like 4, and it's 13 now. They showed it like once. Anyway, yeah, she has the necklace and they all freak the fuck out about it.
And they're
And
like, you gotta go.
we find out later it's because the guy who wore it, the guy with the skull guy, he was
Deji.
weird and he would tell them,
About the future
yeah,
and that they
and
were gonna die out and
yeah,
all these things.
and he was just like, kill all the white men and all that stuff. And
And he
he,
caused a lot of war. So they
yeah.
actually listened to him for a while, but it brought about on, or they were afraid it was going to bring on a lot of repercussions. And so the chief banished him. And he kept like acting all crazy. So eventually they took him down south and killed him. Or no, I'm sorry. They killed him, chopped his head off, and took the head down south with the stone and buried it or left it under a tree or something
Which
like
was
that.
crazy.
It
Like,
is.
that's
The
really,
way
that's
we find out, the way
overkill.
we find out about it is like, all right, so Claire and Jamie and those guys are, and Ian are told they've got to leave. And then like a party comes to attack them, I guess to get the stone back, because they think the stone is important in some way. Claire explains like, no, I just found it. You can have it. We want Roger. Help us get Roger. So they go to try to spring Roger. And they get Roger out of the idiot hut.
Oh, also at this point, sorry, last episode in that talk with the priest, he talks about his like attack by Jamie, and he's like, I'm guessing that was her father, and I'm just like, really? That's okay.
Well, how
That
many other people
was a
would be
leap.
there? I don't think so.
There were other settlers at Fraser's Ridge, Mom. It could have just been a guy who really was passionate about property rights. But I
Like the
literally.
German dude.
Yeah, like that guy, exactly. And so I was kind of shocked by that. I was just like, damn, deductive reasoning. And so when Jamie comes in, Claire's like, don't worry, he's not gonna hurt you.
And
And he's like, I
Roger's
don't know
like,
about that.
I don't know about that. And so they are she they're she's trying to carry him out or like have him lean on her as they're trying to escape. Guys are fighting the natives and it's failing, and so they end up getting cornered and taken before the chief again, and they're trying to negotiate a way out and with Roger, and they're like, nope, he has to stay. And finally Jamie's like,
For
take me.
whatever reason, like literally, they're not getting anything from Roger other than another body in the idiot hut. Like he's not even the wood bearer anymore. Like he's not helping society.
No, so Jamie's like, I'll stay instead of Roger, and you want a man of worth, because they seem to think that Roger's worthless because he was banished from his own people. And so Jamie is trying to negotiate that he'll stay instead, but it turns out that Ian decides he's going to be the one who stays.
And you know what? Fair.
It is fair.
You were the
This
one who sold
going
him.
into slavery,
Yeah, this is
exactly.
on you, bud. They didn't have to do a
Oh,
2 month
you forgot to talk about that?
Rolo?
Rolo.
Sweet
He's
Rolo, he stays.
the best boy. He stays with young Ian. He is the
Because he's
best
a good
boy.
boy.
He's a good boy.
I knew exactly who you were talking about. It
Yes,
was Rolo.
it's Rolo. And we get to see him like in these canoes and stuff,
Oh
and
yeah, that was
he's so cute.
adorable.
Rolo's best.
I love Rolo.
So yeah.
Then Jamie's really forlorn. He says goodbye to young Ian, and young
He's
Ian's like, good luck trying to tell. Oh, I'll tell my mom. Don't worry. It will be
like,
fine. Sure.
yeah, and Jamie's like, I don't know what I'm gonna tell Jenny. Jenny's gonna beat my ass. But I'm supposed
He's
to
like, I'm
keep
a man, I'll
staying.
do it, whatever. And he goes through the gauntlet and he becomes adopted into the tribe because he's stronger and faster
Faster.
and not injured in having walked that long.
Exactly. I think that's the bigger issue, obviously,
Yeah,
but
no,
whatever.
literally.
So,
So while that's happening, Roger gets his revenge on Jamie by
Well, no.
beating
He's
him.
like, "Where's Brianna?" And they're like, "Well."
No. He beats the shit out of Jamie first, and then he's like, "So did Brianna say to come get me?" And Claire's like, "Yeah."
Well, yes, and well, where is she? Well,
Well, this is yeah,
so
this is intercut with Brianna giving birth to a baby boy, a
yeah.
sweet baby
But
boy.
Claire tells Roger about Brianna.
Being pregnant.
Being
Oh,
pregnant.
no. That she was raped.
But she was raped.
And he's just like, oh my God, who? And then it's just
Like,
like, and then.
Stephen bought it. It's like, oh
Brianna, this is like this is the thing I was talking about a couple episodes ago. The thing that sticks in my head: Brianna was raped by Stephen Bonnet. It's like,
that's like, and so he's freaking out big time. And then Jamie's like, "Where were you? You should have been taking care of my
and
daughter."
Jamie, shut the fuck
Well,
up.
and that's basically so Roger goes to beating him again,
No,
which
no, no. He's just like, she told me to leave. I wouldn't have left if she hadn't
hadn't
told
told
me
me
to leave.
to
And
leave. And
then he's
Jamie's
just
kind of
like,
like, oh.
damn it, I can't defend that.
Yeah, she told me to leave. And oh, by the way, and I didn't. I went back to get her, but I was like
Beaten
beat by
by you.
no, but I was dragged,
Oh, that, yeah.
I was dragged on the ship by Stephen Bonnet. I know what the fuck he is. And then when I came back, you beat me up. I assumed she said that you should beat me up.
Yeah, and he, and then Claire's like, well, here's another kicker for you.
Oh,
Brianna's pregnant. And he's like, pregnant?
pregnant.
Oh my gosh. And then it's just like, oh
Oh,
fuck, it
fuck.
might not be my baby.
Yeah.
He's just like,
The
when
same
enough, he
night.
asks, when did it happen? And she's like, the same night, the night right after you left. And
And he's
she's just like,
like,
imagine hearing that shit. That's
oh my
insane.
God.
Like,
Yeah.
he loves Brianna so much, even after all the bullshit that happened. And then as soon as he left, she got raped. It's like crazy.
Yeah,
It's
it's
crazy timing.
awful.
It's not his fault, but it's crazy
It's
timing.
still awful.
Yeah. And so
So,
there's no way of knowing who the baby's father is, which is unfortunate.
right. Although when the baby comes out, he looks kind of gingery.
He looks blonde.
No, looks gingery.
Anyway, so they J Claire's like, Brianna wanted you to know all the facts before you make any decision about your future with her.
Jamie gets in Roger's face like, you gotta decide right now. Decide right now.
I'm
Because
sorry, you have
I just love somebody. And
2 months to go back.
yeah, it's like, well, no, you gotta decide whether you're gonna keep that baby right now, because I just lost someone who's important to me and I'm upset. And
For you,
like,
it's like,
and
dude.
Claire's like, stop it. Because he said, I need a minute to process this. I need some time.
Yeah, dude,
And
shut
Claire's
the
like, he
fuck
does
up.
need time, but you understand this is our daughter.
Yeah.
So we're gonna get worked up because this is our daughter.
Yeah, and
Which,
that's fair, but it's
yeah.
just like, what the fuck? So we go over to Brianna, who is recovering from, who has recovered. It's 2 months old.
It's a baby
New baby
boy.
boy.
So
And
cute.
she,
She
they
has not
hear
raped
that.
him.
No, she hears that there are people coming, and one of them is Claire, and she's like, "Oh my God, everyone's here!" And she
And
runs out with the baby, and
it's,
Roger's not there.
yeah, it's just Claire and Jane. And she's like, oh,
Her face crumbles, and
it
I'm just like, "Oh
does.
baby, oh sweetie."
And they're like, it's okay, it's okay, it's
Claire goes to
okay.
talk to her later, and she's just like, "We're going to take care of you. We're going to go back to Fraser's Ridge, and we're going to take care of you. That's what we're going to do."
We're gonna be family.
And it's going to be okay. You're going to have a support system. It's going to be fine. You don't have to get married to anybody. I'm sure they heard. I don't know when. I wish I could see their faces when she tells them that Lord Don Gray is engaged to her.
It's like,
Imagine
so
their faces.
funny. Like,
I wish we
oh,
saw that.
yeah, I can imagine.
I
Like, and then the
feel like.
conversation between Jamie and Claire afterward, like, what the fuck is going
No,
on
that would be
here?
insane. I would
It would
love
be.
to have seen that.
Me too.
Literally, they're. I can't remember if it's ever brought up again because I couldn't remember that that happened.
I can't remember what happens in season five. So maybe it's in season five,
Well,
but it
there
doesn't
is.
happen in this episode,
Yeah,
that's for
no,
sure.
I wish that we saw their reaction to that. That would have been crazy.
It would happen.
But she essentially is just like, you don't have to do anything. We'll take care of you and the baby. It's going to be fine. And
Yep.
Brianna's like, okay, great. They're not sure if she's going to even come down for dinner, but she does. She finds the strength to, and we love to see
We
it.
do.
So later on, they're packing up to go to back to Fraser's
Yeah,
Ridge.
this is the next morning,
I
and
don't know if it's the next morning, but it's not long after.
yeah, and so it's daylight. And she's looking out the window, like trying to make sure she's got everything packed. And she looks out the window and she sees a single rider coming down the road. And she's like, it is straight Gone with the Wind shit. So like if you've ever seen, like Olivia de Havilland running to Ashley Wilkes over the fields, it looks exactly like that. So Ashley, oh my Ashley. No, so she runs out.
That
Sorry,
land the way you wanted
I have
it to.
seen so I've seen Gone with the Wind so many times, it's scary. But she runs out to Roger, and Roger's like, I just love you so much. How could you even doubt? And she's like, I'm so sorry. And he's like, I'm so sorry too. And then he's
He's
like,
like, take me to see my
take me to see
son.
my son. And she's like, ah!
Your son,
Yay! So they're going up to the house, and a bunch of redcoats run up. And she's like, oh my God, Murtaugh. But no, they have a letter for Jamie. And Jamie has been called up to serve the crown in their militia. And
Well, to find Murtaugh.
to find, well, right. But he's going to be leading the militia to find Murtaugh.
Yes.
And we're all kind of like,
Dun
yeah,
dun
like
dun.
that shit's gonna happen. Okay, we know
We
her.
all
He's
know
in
how
her pack.
that's gonna end.
He's in her
The
pack. So yeah. What were your, that's the episode, by the way. What were your best parts?
Roger and Brianna, cute. Phaedra, awesome. Young Ian, brave. Rolo, adorable. Claire, she's just level-headed. I like that she was level-headed. Murtaugh and Jocasta getting it on. That's fun. And sweet baby boy.
Yeah,
He's so
he's a
cute.
sweet boy. So yeah, Roger and Brianna, obviously the reunion, of course, as our reunions on this show is very sweet, and I love it. Murtaugh and Jocasta, especially now that we've seen some blood of my blood, is like, oh yeah, this is cute. It
Yep.
was cute anyway, but it's like, damn,
It makes sense.
it's less out of the blue,
Yeah.
in the bigger context. I like Jamie and Claire together, like the way they are fighting to get Roger back. There is like the stupidity, and Claire ends up being the better person in the stupidity after. But overall, I like them in this. And young Ian, I think, steps up and does the right thing, and that's good. Rollo, of course, is the best boy. What were your worst parts?
Jamie's attitude with Roger. Like, he is so hot and cold with him, where he's just like accepting of the beating and all that stuff. And then he's just like, well, you need to make a decision right now. You have 2 months to walk down this, but I need it right now. It's like, what the fuck are you talking
Yeah.
about? Dude.
And they don't even stay with him. Like they don't like t you don't get the impression they were riding together.
No.
I mean, it's just weird.
That's so bizarre.
It's
And that's
weird.
the thing. That's another element to this where
It's an
I'm just
element
like,
where Roger's better. Like that
no,
makes
for sure. But
sense.
I also would like to just say, like, the writing was so bizarre. And I'm sure this was part of the book or whatever. But the fact
Probably.
that the Mohawk are in upstate New York, it's just like it adding more travel time, obviously, is for the baby to be born. However, it would have worked just as well if she was still pregnant when they reunited. That doesn't make a difference, the fact that the baby's born. So the fact that they have, like, if they had like way less turnaround on like making the decision and it not being a 2 month ride, that would have been one thing. But
To be that
the
pissed off for
fact.
stay 2 full months and not even ride with him and talk to him and be able to tell Brianna like he's coming,
Yeah.
that's
And
just
he still
nuts.
hasn't made a decision in 2 months. Yes, he, th yes,
Of
the
course
fuck
he
he
has.
has.
If he's ridden that far, he totally fucking
Yeah,
has.
what the fuck are you
He's
talking
just a
about? He
piece of
easily could have
shit.
gone to a harbor in New York to go back to the stones or found the stones.
Or
He
maybe.
mentions the stones, by the way, that he found.
Yeah.
But it's just like you had all the opportunity in the world. What the fuck? And then the dumb cliffhanger. Like, we all know that's gonna end. Are you
Yeah,
kidding me? Of
exactly.
all the cliffhangers, this is the one you leave this season
Yeah,
off on.
I mean, this is part of the reason these middle seasons are kind of like,
Oh
so
no, he has to work
yeah.
for the militia and he'll find a way around it because he's fucking Jamie.
Yeah. So yeah, my worst parts were Jamie's impatience, the Brits, the natives' cruelty, I think, is still kind of, there's a lot of cruelty involved in not giving Roger back. I just feel like that's unnecessary. Because they don't give a reason, as you mentioned. But yeah, and the cliffhanger is just poor. I mean, this is just this would be the season where you're kind of like, maybe I don't want to watch this. Well, no, I felt that way this season. Anyway, so what grade did you give this episode?
B minus.
I gave it a C plus.
Okay.
Because it's kind of like, eh. I mean, I love the reunion, and but that's about it. There's a lot of crap in here. And so let's compare season to season.
Oh my God. All right. Well,
One.
yeah, season one's the best one
Yeah.
thus far and
Yeah.
will continue to be, spoiler alert. Season two, and then
I'd say season
I'd
four,
say
and I'd
season
definitely
four, then
agree.
season three. I
And that's
think
only because of Roger and Brianna.
I agree
And
because
I don't even like the way that's written. So
I
I'm
know.
kind of struggling because they
No,
wasted
it
that.
is the truth. Season four is better than season three, and it is because of Roger and Brianna, because those two episodes in like the middle last half of the season, the through down the rabbit hole and not Williamsburg, Wilmington, those two episodes, they really help me understand them.
Yeah.
And even though they have like stupid arguments in this entire season, that them having that big blow up and then the right afterwards being like, oh shit, I
Yeah.
can't live without this person.
What on earth am I doing? What is wrong with
Exactly.
me?
And so I think that putting everything in perspective like that really helps me as an audience member and them as characters really understand why they work together so well.
Yeah.
And I mean, we got a lot of cute with them last season, but this season we actually explore their dynamic and like some of the flaws in their dynamic and how they need to get that together. And next season, I'm assuming, I can't really remember, they're
There's
going to
a
explore married life and how they
at
work
least
as a
part of it.
team and how
Yeah, but
communication is such a big part of that. And so I think that bringing the new blood, which doesn't usually work for me, well, I'm
this
going to
is
be
not, this
honest.
doesn't really work for me either, but even
I'm
in
just
this
talking
case.
about in other TV shows, bringing in new blood usually doesn't work for me. Like they do it in a lot of teen dramas where it's just like, well, these kids are graduating high school, so let's bring in the new
Are
freshman
we
who's
talking
class.
about Glee?
Well, yes, we're talking about Glee. We're also talking about like Teen Wolf and
Okay, I haven't
all
watched
that
that.
stuff. I mean, you bring in these new characters and then you're just like, oh, well, why the fuck do I care about them? And if you don't give me enough reason to, or you spend way too much time on them, it becomes wearisome.
Yeah.
However, I think with Brianna and Roger, they showed so little of them before that I got a little upset when they were just acting like we should just know their dynamic by now, like in earlier in the season. However, once they showed more of both of them, I was like, oh, okay,
So
I get it.
for me, and I find it interesting. So I would put it 1, 2, 4, 3.
Yeah, we both do.
But what is interesting to me about the comparison between Jamie and Claire versus Brianna and Roger, I'm not sure how much of the issue I have is their only obstacles are communication obstacles. Like, this really shouldn't be that fucking hard, right? You don't have, like, oh my God, you were gonna die at Culloden kind of thing. You don't have the kind of life or death stakes that Claire and Jamie have had all the time. And you know, Claire's faced that with even like in her relationship with Frank. Like, they both, she goes off to war as a nurse and blah, blah, blah. I mean, there's so many aspects to the stakes for Claire's relationships to everybody that you can kind of see why Claire and Jamie have bonded, and they've had to overcome things that are much bigger than anything that Roger and Brianna have to overcome. I'm sorry, Roger and Brianna just need to have a fucking conversation. I mean, I think that's my frustration with them. Like, this does not have to be as complicated as y'all have made it.
But they're also young and
But
stupid.
it also isn't like a full season's worth of bullshit.
Also true.
And I think that's going to be some of my frustration going forward. And I think I don't remember exactly, but I have a feeling that there are going to be obstacles thrown up, and there's going to be new blood brought in, and there's going to be additional stuff, and it's going to be like, we're just like pulling shit out of our ass now.
Well, that's certainly true. But that's been true, so
Yeah,
whatever.
so I'm not sure how well the Brianna and Roger thing is working for me, other than the reunion stuff. I think, like I said before, the sh show does those very, very well.
Yes and no. I think that they work just because at least it's a different kind of storyline. Or it's just retreading some old stuff that in a new way. Like we've had the recovering from rape storyline, but the fact that we've already had a character who is recovered from rape, like serious here, well, not that all rape isn't serious. However, like Jamie relating to Brianna on that level makes a lot of sense. And so, like, having everybody inter and like seeing how they're going to connect on whatever level they're going to connect at, it makes a lot of sense to me the way that they did that, and I think that was smart. And I can't always call the writing very smart,
No.
so I'm going to savor it while I can, because there were a lot of conversations that I really liked, because again, Brianna was very annoying, and she her getting the shit kicked out of her, she's like finally like, oh, well, there are worse things, you know? And let's be honest with our feelings, because we don't always have all this a lot of time on Earth. And so it just
Well, but it's interesting to me that they had to come to the 1700s to actually like realize, oh shit, there are stakes, you know, like there's I love you that much, you know, and that seems really dumb to me that that's what it took. You followed me for 200 years. It's like that shouldn't be a thing, you know.
it shouldn't be, but it is, and that's a writing thing. But it,
Yeah.
whatever. I think that they made it feel a little bit fresher, because what they were doing with Claire and Jamie was boring as fuck.
That might continue.
Yes, but the thing is, it's like it's like the writers have to choose one, because from what I remember, like obviously last season they were focused a lot on obviously on Jamie and Claire. And then this season, they kind of split their attention a little bit, because they were focused on Jamie and Claire for a little bit at the beginning, and then got so boring. And then Brandon and Roger, in those boring parts, was like pulling like the drama and all that stuff while they were doing whatever the fuck they were doing in the woods. And then,
Without a vest.
yeah.
Vest free.
And then they do this whole thing where it's like, okay, well, Brandon and Roger are now the focus, and so things are felt more interesting, because at least it was fresh, it was different, it was a different character to focus on other than Jamie and Claire in the woods chopping wood. And so I liked that,
We are
because I
cutting ice here.
the thing with Claire and Jamie, for me personally, especially in these later seasons, and I'm going to reiterate this, I'm sure, is that they just have the same fucking problems all the fucking time. And now that we've had it established, it's going to be Claire has this modern issue with something that's from the 1700s. And whether it be medical or social or whatever the fuck it is, she's going to have an issue with it, and she's going to solve it or not solve it or make someone really mad, and that will be her conflict. And then Jamie, meanwhile, is playing for the other side, which he did in season two.
Well,
And
yeah, he's gonna go back and forth and
he's
back
going
and
to go back
forth.
and forth on his loyalties. Like, should he be loyal to Murtaugh, or should he, like, follow the
Be
rules,
a, yeah,
or
exactly.
whatever the fuck it
For
is,
his family.
the entire time? And so it's just going to be the same bullshit all the fucking time. And you're going to rely on these other side characters to, like, pull a plot out of their ass, like Brianna and Roger or Fergus and Marcelly or whatever, and you're just
And
going to have to deal with whatever the crumbs are given to them.
right, and that's part of it is that as characters, they are not terrifically well developed. And while we've had some development of Brianna and Roger, part of my frustration is they're given crumbs too. And
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like, okay, you spent a lot of time building this relationship and getting us vested in it. Well, I will save that bitching for later because maybe I'm wrong. Maybe
No.
magically there is something that is going to make this better. But I am
But
not
they have,
anticipating being
yeah.
super happy with the second half of this series.
And the thing is, it's like, I do recall in season five there being repercussions for the whole, not for the rape thing, obviously that's not her fault, but like after effects, aftershocks of the rape and the baby potentially not being his and all that stuff. And I'm glad that they focus on that, because it's a big deal. There's a lot to cover there. But that can't be their only storyline.
One hope.
So, I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I do not remember season five all that well.
I don't either.
Going
Five and
forward,
six, 4, 5, and six,
five I
actually.
remember a little bit. Four I remembered quite a bit of. Five I remember like slivers. And then six, completely purged from my memory.
Seven, I remember, but not fondly. So
Yeah.
We've got stuff to talk about, I think. I think they might not all be 2-hour episodes, but then again, we didn't expect 2-hour episodes for a season four, and it happened.
It
So,
did.
I do want to point out for listeners, in case you are getting distracted by the fact that I keep talking about people and being in the woods without a vest, see our series of on Bridgerton season two. It will make sense to you.
I need to re-listen to those
Yeah, because
episodes.
we got Bridgerton coming back soon. Oh my God, so exciting.
Exciting.
We are looking forward to that too, and we will be taking an intermission of Outlander to
Thank
cover
God.
Bridgerton.
It's a good thing it's happening, like, it's going to be happening during like seasons 5 and 6.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah, I'll be.
Because we do not give a shit.
No, well, we're going to see. Anyway, we are looking forward to sharing more Outlander with you.
Oh, I would also
Oh,
like to say,
sorry.
really
Yes.
quickly,
Okay.
one thing I also preferred with season four over season three was the return of a central villain
Yeah, oh yeah.
being Jimmy from Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
I think that that was very smart. And I did talk about that a little bit. I just wanted to reiterate because
Yeah, because season three was definitely
it was aimless.
unfocused. Yeah, it was
It was
unfocused.
extremely unfocused. And so having a little bit more of a focus or like an anger towards a person or a thing or
Other than
whatever, or an
Larry, which I will
idea.
scream about periodically.
Oh, that, yeah,
Yeah.
her too. But it's like, I'm just glad that we have someone to hate. Obviously, it was ambiguous what his ending was. So, but again, I've already spoiled that he comes back. But it's like, whatever, man.
Anyway, we are looking forward to talking to you some more about Outlander. We are also looking forward to talking to you a bunch more about Bridgerton when it comes out. So
Yay.
we hope that you join us, and
Cheers.
cheers.